Thank you very much. Lots of food for thought. And that will be, we'll get that recording up on the website as well. So if people want to go back to listen to it as well and reflect on it, because there's lots of points in there, we'll have it up there shortly. Okay, so before we close with a final song, why don't we take some time to intercede? What I'd like to invite you to do is to stand again if you can. I'll lead us in a few points of intercession. So I'll call out the areas, then feel free just to pray into them, and then I'll move on. Then I'll just move on to the next area. So we'll pray together. Again, going back to what I said to the beginning, if you feel so inclined, again, the most ancient posture for intercession is like this. That's the most ancient posture for intercession. So if you feel so inclined, please encourage you when we intercede, have your hands out like this as a way of offering our intercession to the Lord. So let's begin. Let's pray for Christian leaders. Let's pray for wisdom for our leaders, for humility, and for a real heart for Christian unity as well. Let's pray for our leaders. Lord, we pray for our leaders, Lord our God. Have mercy on them. Let's pray for our world leaders. Let's pray that they are driven for a desire for peace, that they would pass laws that protect our freedom to worship, that they would govern according to God's law. Let's pray, particularly at this time, that our leaders would have wisdom on how to deal with this global outbreak of coronavirus as well. Let's pray for our global leaders. Lord, we pray you give them wisdom. Lord, we pray you would pass the leaders. We will protect and pass laws. Lord, we will always give them. Let's pray for our outreaches. Let's pray for YPO. Let's pray for Koinonia and Youth Link and our other outreaches. Let's pray that they would be effective places for speaking God's word, that God's grace would be there, and that hearts would be turned to him. Lord, we pray for outreaches, oh Lord. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Let's pray for the sick in our community. Let's particularly remember Asher at this time. We also pray for Vincent Mascarenhas as well. And we remember Joe Pender's dad, Sean, as well this time. We pray for the sick, O Lord our God. Hear our prayer. Have mercy on them, O Lord. Bring healing to them, O Lord our God. Let's pray for those looking for work or those in difficult work situation. Pray for God's provision and that his grace would be there for them to trust in him. Oh, we pray for our work, O Lord, those looking for. And finally, let's pray for all those involved in child safety. Pray for those here in Antioch and in the wider Christian church. Let's pray for God's mercy. Pray for healing for the victims. Pray for God's wisdom for leaders and those involved in protecting children. Let's also pray for Anthony and Julie, who do a wonderful job for us, and thank God for them. Lord, we bring these and all the unsaid prayers to you. You who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come. Lord, we thank you, O God, that you hear our prayer. And we pray this all through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. So